In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Hey. Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM.
Absolutely.
Live on the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Everybody's yelling at each other. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you.
What are we yelling about, man?
Everybody yells about stuff every day. Good motivational speech from the brand man.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
Said nut up or shut up. How we do every segment is how we do every segment. Wait, what? Yeah, I'm sure, why not? And so we got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show.
I don't eat the wiener.
You guys ever put your tongue on somebody's tonsils?
I tried when I was in middle school.
This one time at band camp.
Swag with a mouthful of pizza jumping on the air. Okay, so we can have a conversation about the team, but I saw this yesterday and I thought, oh my God, did he just say what I thought he said?
Yeah.
Follow-up question, is this like a saying? Is this like a Jerry Jones circumcise the mosquito, but that's like something they say in Texas? And we just don't know it because we don't live in Texas.
I think there's got to be some truth to that's got to be a saying in some part of the country that somebody out there has heard before. Other
some
than
Midwest farm.
In the Missouri-Kansas area or in
or
the
something?
Philly area? Like, did he get this from his Philly days and
no,
brought it down?
He's a Cali kid.
I know he's a Cali kid.
So
but
I wonder if it's from growing up back in the day. Yeah, like, hey, what are you going to do? I'm a tongue or tonsils.
Well, Andy Reid talked yesterday. I don't know if you guys know this, but I have my nail out and my hammer out, and I'm going...
I think Chief Fan Pucker Factor is out of 10.
I mean, you got to essentially win out, unless you get a million things of help. Like, it's going to be a rough road for them. They lost on Thanksgiving to Dallas. I know because I gambled on them. And now on Sunday night, you know who they play?
The Houston Texans.
They're a 3.5-point favorite at home Sunday night.
The red hot Houston
the
Texans.
The red hot and rolling. One game out of first place, Houston Texans,
yes,
right?
Sir.
A lot on the line Sunday night. And Andy Reid said, this is what we're going to do the rest of the way.
If you're coming to me on this, Matt, I'm telling you, we're going to go after you every game. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play, every game. It's the attitude that we're coming in with.
So I'm assuming by tickle the tonsil, your tongue
is
and
that,
the tonsil.
Yeah, does that mean
or
you're
is
good
that a different expression for taking your tonsils out?
Does that mean you're good offensively?
Is maybe
that,
the stick in the back of the throat, like open up, and they do the stick in the
They're
throat.
They're going to do that to you offensively? I'm so confused.
Who's tickling it, by the way? Who on the Chiefs offense
is it Mahomes?
Want to
is he the tonsil tickler?
Could be a Pacheco.
Is it Rasheed Rice at his speed?
Would Pacheco scare you?
Gets in and out before you see him coming?
Pacheco just steps up, open your mouth. I'm going to tickle your tonsils right now.
Or I'm going to run you over. You got two options here. I'm either tickling your tonsils or I'm running your ass over. What do you want from me right now?
Oh, my God. That's Simmons.
I've never heard that before, and I don't know if that makes me as a Chiefs fan more encouraged or less encouraged about where we're going to go the rest of the way, because my head coach just said we want to tickle your tonsils.
I think it's just, you know, I think at the end of the day, we need to know if that's an expression, so please Google this while I talk.
Okay, I'll see if I can find it.
I mean, it's we're coming off of the Shepherd quote, and it's all cliche, but it's kind of real. We all live our lives of like, oh, that's so cliche. But like internally, we have days where we say the cliche things to ourselves. I don't know if that's a saying, But right now, they're just doing any and everything they can publicly to say that they're not worried about what their situation is. The problem is, and we highlighted this going into the Thanksgiving game, they're live to win or lose all these games. Part of that reason is, one, we know their offense can be a little clunky. Two, I've been a little unimpressed with their defense this year. I think their defense has taken a decent step back. The last few years, they've been more carried by the defense than the offense. And now it's like they go into these games, they can't get pivotal stops. They couldn't do it against Denver.
No.
Couldn't do it against Dallas.
No.
So when you say, are we going to win out? I mean, sure, for championship pedigree cliches, but like also I've seen their defense and I know their offense can be weird.
They're not trustworthy in any way, shape, or form right now.
No.
People are saying, by the way, I Googled it and Google AI is telling me it is a saying. You know who started the saying? Andy Reid in a press conference in December of 2025. So no, it was not a saying before that. They are claiming, according to Google AI, that you will play aggressively and intensely on every play. Like you wouldn't, anyways. People are saying that it's another way of saying we're going to run the ball down your throat, but that's not really, like, why don't you just say that if you're going to run the foot? But they're not going to run the foot because they got Patrick Mahomes.
They need to run the ball.
You have to be balanced.
I would also argue that that's actually a better way of saying I'm going to run the ball down your throat is I'm going to tickle your tonsil.
I mean, I'm going to now utilize this in my day-to-day life to make people uncomfortable.
Are you going to tell that to your wife today?
I might. Hey, what's up, babe? Can I tickle your tonsils tonight? Not going to go well.
It sounded poor to me.
It did.
I can't imagine being
I need to say it in a creepier way or like a more monotone way? A more passing conversation way?
Do you remember the, I forget who he coached for. Do you remember the coach that went super viral because he always would make like a weird.
The old white guy.
And he'd be like, you know, it's like losing your mother-in-law in an accident.
You're a little conflicted. Old sayings.
You need to start busting out these kinds of sayings as if it's not a big deal to your wife to see if she reacts to any of them. Like, oh, I'm gonna tackle this laundry like I'm going to tickle your tonsils later. Just like move on.
What'd you just say to me?
Yeah, it's, she like it registers in her mind.
What?
That you just said that.
I wish that I had more funny sayings as a part of my day-to-day dialogue. I don't have a lot of those in my repertoire. Like my sister-in-law's dad has those where you ask him a question that's obvious and he'll give you the like, does the Pope have a pointy hat? As in like, do you want to go play golf? Well, does the Pope have a pointy hat? Of course I want it. Yes, of course I do.
Why that over does a bear crap in the woods?
He uses bear crap in the woods. He's got like 10 of them in a Rolodex ready to go at any time.
Sure.
I don't have any of those, man. I need more of those. I need one-liners. And I'm a dad now. I got to have them.
I'll sometimes just kind of bust out in different character voice responses.
If like you want to know my characters or accents,
I don't really know. You know, I'll just be at home, be bored, and somebody asks me a question. And I'm like, yes, I would. And they're like, what was that? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just living my life over here, man.
Well, I love you guys, and I love your tonsils, but I don't want to tickle your tonsils.
Swag, who would you rather have tickle your tonsils, me or Dirt? You can't fence it.
You can't. You got to answer.
I feel like Dirt's beard hair would get stuck in the back of your tonsil, and you'd be really bothered by that.
You got one of those?
Kind of one of those situations?
What helps ease the pain of a triple back door?
Well, I think tonsil tickling does.
I don't know if that helps. It sounds painful.
Can just make it
I'm
even
gonna
better.
Go back to my pizza.
I meant to get to the NFL here, but I did see something that I just, like, imagine saying this 5 years ago.
Aaron Rodgers sucks.
Aaron Rodgers does suck. And processing the news. Tomorrow's National Signing Day.
Yeah, we're hoping to have
Huffman. So we'll see how everybody goes going into National Signing Day. The number one quarterback in the country is a player that I've followed his recruitment closely because his finalists were Oregon and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Nashville kid. His name's Jared Curtis. He verbally committed to Georgia months ago.
You keep thinking he's going to be a Duck.
Well, I thought, you know, you keep an eye on him going into signing day. You know, maybe these last-second flips happen. Or, you know, Dan Lanning will have a cigar video, I'm sure, because he'll flip a couple of kids going into signing day tomorrow. The number one quarterback in the country in Jared Curtis just flipped his commitment from Georgia and has committed to Vanderbilt.
That's 10-2 Vanderbilt with a Heisman Finals, potentially.
You're not wrong. He's also a Nashville kid, and he has chosen to stay home. He went on a trip. I can't remember who they were playing, but he's on a recruiting trip, and he tried to excuse it as basically like, I'm just local kid, you know, I'm hanging out. They're playing. I'm going to the game today. But clearly there was more smoke there that started to bubble over the last couple of weeks. And now the number one quarterback in the country. Now, unless we get a snip, snip, snip Michael Scott situation, the number one quarterback in the country is about to sign with Vanderbilt.
I think if a kid is willing to do this at this point, the snip, snip, snip situation should be in play until it's not, until I see him in the helmet.
And the paper has been signed and you're on campus.
Well,
and
Peyton Bowen exists, so you can
sign. God, that one still hurts, dude. He has been so good for Oklahoma.
He's been very good.
My God.
He had a pick six against Bama.
He did.
His
brother's good, too.
Here's the thing about that. I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you. What's been weirder for you in the last 2 years, seeing Indiana be this or Vanderbilt be this? I think it's Indiana.
Indiana.
Because at least I saw Franklin have some level of success.
He got to 9 wins and then took the Penn State job.
And then they sucked. They went back to being Vandy.
You're also in Nashville, so I know they haven't ever been good at football, but at least there's like a sexy nature to Vanderbilt.
You're also in the SEC.
You're in the SEC.
Football's in the culture down there.
Yeah.
Where Indiana was a basketball school forever.
I mean, there's videos you can go watch of their home games like 4 years ago, and there's like 800 people there.
Indiana?
Yeah.
I mean,
not that there were a lot of people who showed up at Vanderbilt games over the years either, but
I was going to say.
I would say Indiana has been more surprising.
So, like, that's kind of the landscape, right? It's just how all of this is evolving, and you're seeing Vanderbilt get the number one quarterback. You're seeing Indiana secure and lock in a top 4 seed of the playoffs so they get a bye.
Yeah.
And maybe win the Big Ten. Florida has to hire another group of 6 coach. And Arkansas is calling themselves out loud the little brother.
And Penn State can't get top-tier coaching candidates.
And Michigan might not have a top 10 coach in the conference.
Man. You know who has the worst recruiting class today in the Big Ten?
Who?
Penn State.
Yeah, because it's cratered.
Like, it's the worst in the Big Ten.
I got a nugget on
Michigan
that.
Michigan State's in that conference, and Jonathan Smith got fired.
God. And aren't they under violations now? Didn't they find out Mel Tucker did some stuff about playing a guy that was ineligible or whatever? The last note on this, and then we'll go to the mail sack. Virginia Tech, when they hired James Franklin, had the 118th ranked recruiting class in the country. There is now widespread belief that as of tomorrow, when it closes, they will close with a top 25 class in the country.
They're at 46 or 47 today.
They've
but
gone from 118th to top 50 in a matter of weeks, and there's still more guys to sign.
And then plus how many Penn State guys in the transfer portal are
going to follow
come?
Him. Yeah. One of the Penn State linebackers yesterday tweeted, was like, do we got a coach? Are we going to get a coach? Are we going to anybody? Anybody want to coach us? What's going on here, man? So
I'm
mind blown by
I'm
the
rooting for
stuff.
The downfall there.
I am kind of too.
I wasn't a big Franklin guy. I get why people were out on him, but like he's
also,
a good,
people don't forget. You
well,
know, people don't forget.
There is that. It's just the reaction of like you've said this today. 11 months ago, the guy was in the semifinals.
They had a drive to beat Notre Dame in the semifinal game. And stop me if you've heard this before. Drew Aller threw an interception. But they had the ball with a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter against Notre Dame.
He wasn't allowed to have one bad year.
No.
Just not allowed to do it.
It was two games and they fired his ass,
God,
man.
Dude.
All right, let's get to the mail sack. That is coming up next. Before we do, though, how about this? If you text the word Matt, M-A-T-T, to 503-864-6326, you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Matt Rife on October 10th, 2026 at the Moda Center. Again, text Matt, M-A-T-T, to 503-864-6326. We'll have more to give away throughout the course of the week. Check out 1051thefan.com for complete details. Mail sack, get your questions in, 503-864-6326. We'll answer them next on The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller,
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking out a baseball game? Time to sack it up. What the hell are you doing over there?
Hey, Daddy Dirt.
There's two Hey, Daddy Dirt buttons on our pages.
We got to figure
it out. And I never remember which one is which.
Well, you know what will tickle your tonsils? The mail sack will. The mail sack knows how to do it.
Let me post that poll question. Have you ever heard the term yes. tickle your tonsils?
Before yesterday, because I'm sure if people saw the press conference, they've heard it. Here we go. Mail sack question. Wait, hold on.
Got to make it official.
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second. Wait. Scrolling. Hold on.
All right. Taking forever.
What the hell is it? What page is it on? We have too many pages.
I got it right here.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mail sack.
How
about the wrong direction there? Mail sack. Now that Oregon needs a new offensive coordinator, would Jonathan Smith be a good fit? Look at his tenure at UW. Not bad.
I think you guys would openly boycott that. I think you'd be the Simpsons protest.
It's not even a funny troll thing. It's not even like, you know, Sappington's a funny troll thing, and he's out of all of a sudden automatic on the road. So thank you for that.
Special teams.
What do you mean suddenly? What is his nickname?
Automaticus, except when he's not Automaticus.
He's had two bad moments.
Indiana. Costly there at the end of the first half, you know.
Maybe score touchdowns. Don't rely on field goals.
I digress. He's been awesome. He made a 51-yarder. Oregon made a 51-yard field goal on Saturday. We didn't even talk about that.
Career long.
He was good at Iowa.
He was great at Iowa. He had a game winner.
Look, he had a bad moment in Indiana. He's had a couple field goals. You're like, what are you doing there? But for the most part, that's been a great portal addition for you guys.
It's been really good. Thank you.
Do you want Maldonado back?
No, I don't. I'll pass on that.
What are the other kickers you don't like?
I blocked all their names out of my head over the years because none of them ever made a big kick to win a game.
He's the only one I remember, Maldonado.
I remember Jared Siegel. He was awesome. Looked like he was on steroids. Mail sack question, if BYU and Duke win their conference title games and total chaos erupts, which will likely add two non-Power 4 teams into the playoff, North Texas and James Madison, how quickly does the committee say the playoff is for Power 4 teams only, and do you think that's eventually where they're going anyway?
I mean, where they're going is anybody's guess. My original theory when we found out USC was leaving in the grandiose panic takeaway of, like, our conference is going to die. No, it's not, Sprague. Yeah, it is. USC matters a lot was the Big Ten and SEC would eventually break off and have, like, a Super League thing.
Yep.
I haven't dismissed that idea from happening. It hasn't looked good in a takes aging department, but it wouldn't shock me if it went that direction. The way these schools are burning money every year, Michigan State's costing themselves $100 million for two coaches to not coach them.
No wonder they want that private equity deal.
When you get into private equity, guess what private equity wants? They want more money. So they're going to do what they can to make more money.
You see, NBC might be selling their rights to the Big Ten championship game for $70 million to Amazon.
I think it's they might be opening it up to Netflix. Yeah. Who was talking to Netflix this year? Notre Dame and USC.
And now that we're in cahoots, now we'll get that game too. Here comes Netflix. I don't think that will ever happen. Now, maybe this is a too positive of a thought. I don't think that they're ever going to ban them.
I think this would force them to go to 16 teams.
I think is going to eventually happen either way. This is just the short-sighted nature of how dumb they are. Why did you not put in the language of the playoff? Certain qualifying aspects of this.
Yes.
Of like, hey, if you're a conference champion that gets an automatic buy, or excuse me, automatically in, you need to be ranked.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And then it's a non-starter, because North Texas is not going to be ranked in the College Football Playoff Committee rankings. James Madison will likely not be ranked. It's one thing if Boise State is 11-1, and they're a top 10 ranked team in the country. That's an easy choice for them. We all get it. That's all that they needed to do, is you have these guaranteed guardrails that if you are a conference champion and you are ranked in a certain area, you can get access to the College Football Playoff. But to just allow any conference champion to potentially make it, it was dumb and short-sighted from the beginning. This goes back to the issue from last year of their seeding stuff, of the top four having to go to conference champs, when that was going to make the entire bracket wonky, and then they change it after 1 year. So I don't know if look, I think chaos has a chance of happening. I don't think that they're going to ban non-Power 4 teams from playing in the playoff. I think it's perfectly fine to say there should be, like, if you're a 8-4 group of six teams, should you be in the college football playoff? My answer to that would be no. If you're deserving, you should go. There just need to be parameters on it. That's all.
I think my take is basically last year might not have gotten right. I would have liked them to have stuck with the format. I don't think 1 year reaction stuff is right. And maybe I'm wrong here.
You could be in a position with that scenario where James Madison would be getting a first round bye this
year. No, see, that's my point is you should have stuck with it and tweaked it and said, we're never again giving the group a six conference
champion.
So
they can't get a bye, but the other conferences
do. But you can make the playoff. I mean, that's kind of where everybody, I think, was. Boise was deserving of being in the playoff.
I think there was frustration with Arizona State last year, too. But to your point, Texas Tech would have been different this year.
Yeah, but to be fair to ASU, it wasn't like they got absolutely housed in that game.
No.
They were, a red zone fumble away?
They had the most competitive game of those, didn't they?
I think of the bye teams, they actually ended
up... I mean, Georgia-Notre Dame was a good game.
Oh, yeah. But it didn't start out good. Notre Dame was up big
and pulled away, and then Georgia came back.
But my point is, if you eliminated the group of six from getting the automatic conference bye the way they gave it to Boise and rolled with it, you can even throw the ACC in this. You basically just reformat and say... Well, the Big Ten and the SEC are never going to get the hardest possible first-round outcome. That's always going to go to, this year would probably be Big 12 or ACC, depending on how you feel about the conferences.
Yeah. Mail sack question, what is the unintentionally worst Christmas present that you have ever given your significant other?
Oh, God.
It's a very, that's hard to think of off the top of my head.
Nothing. My wife buys everything for herself, so the last, 8 years, it's been really difficult.
I don't think I've ever whiffed.
You've never whiffed?
I whiff all the time, but I don't know if it's ever, an expensive whiff.
What do you buy?
Sometimes I'm a last-second shopper, and I forget, and I don't have enough, and then I'll, walk through a Freddy's and just grab random stuff off the shelves. Be like, hey, here's a...
That's what you do?
Here's an electric picture frame that you put the pictures in, and then we're gonna, and then nobody ever uses it.
What a waste of money.
Yeah.
You never whiff. What do you buy your wife?
What'd you buy her for Christmas last year?
We didn't do gifts last year.
Oh.
That's kind of where we're going every year.
We've gotten to that point. We'll see this year. Obviously, we're saving our money for the big trip.
Going to Italy.
Well, actually, no. Last year, we bought ourselves.
Would have been funny if he's like, no, my boy's trip, Louisville.
Nah.
Go say hi to Will Stein for me.
Yeah.
Oh, we will. No, we ended up buying ourselves box seats for one of the Broadway musicals that came through town.
Hey, there you go.
And something to go do.
My kind of gift. That's a gift where I'm at.
So, yeah.
That's a gift for her.
But you like music.
No,
you're into that stuff.
Really?
He's a musical guy.
You're a Peter Pan?
He's a Peter Pan.
I didn't know you were a Peter Pan.
He wears tights. He's into it.
I thought you were just being a team player and being a Peter Pan.
Nope. Hmm. I played in musical pit orchestras in high school.
Okay. I like doing those kind of gifts, though. Experiences over something that we don't need.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to do a couple experiences next year, so I'm like, we're debating in our house, we don't even really want to give our kids... We got a lot of crap.
We got too much stuff.
Well, would you guys rather have Hawaii and San Diego? Would you rather have this stupid doll
that we're
going to get rid of?
Yeah. That's a good point.
But also, it's kind of depressing for kids to not wake up and
have something.
They're old enough to understand or not
really. Yeah, but the youngest would still probably be bummed because she's 9. Yeah.
I'm trying to fight this battle right now because I know the amount of crap that we're going to get for Christmas is going to be insane.
I know, I'm done. It's going to get way
worse. We already
worse.
Have so many toys that just don't even get touched or play with, and then they're in a basket, and he'll just drag them and empty the entire basket but not play with any of them. Now I just have a floor covered with toys that now we got to go pick all this up. I'm contemplating, he's really into? What kid isn't into balloons? He sees balloons, and he tries to say balloon. It's the cutest damn thing in the world. Dude, I'm wrapping a box of balloons.
There you go.
Why not just put balloons in a box that when he opens it,
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he opens the box up and then they hit the... Oh, he's going to get all excited. Yeah. That's perfect.
How much
and then after a day, you pop them and then you throw them away.
Yeah.
And then I don't have another, thing full of toys that I don't need.
I think when it comes to the wife, the only thing I'm good at is stuffing the stocking. No gift. That's about it.
Okay.
Dad's pretty legendary with this stuff over the years.
I'm a good stocking stuffer.
Sure you are. Yeah, that's exactly what you're trying to say. My dad over the years, he once bought my mom a pair of pants from Kmart. Is Kmart still a thing?
No.
Kmart went officially away. Done. No more blue light specials.
RIP, he did the me last second. I need to go get something, and I don't know why he ended up at a Kmart. But he bought her a
desperation
pair of pants.
Is why.
He bought her a pair of pants, and no matter how many times she washed them, they couldn't get the static out of them. And so every time she wore them, they just went. They like suction to her legs. The other great story that he never lived down in our household was that he once did the experience thing and he bought a trip to Mexico for spring break. Like,
there
that's a great trip.
Yeah.
He paid for half of it. And he wanted her to pay for the other half. That's a gift for him. I mean, you know, I covered 50%.
Did she know that when she found out?
I don't remember. I was pretty young.
Was that before they were married?
No. I was in middle school. We went to Mexico. It was a family trip to go to Mexico.
And they're still married.
They are still married.
Good job. It worked out okay,
but I didn't understand at the time because you're not married and all that. But now that I look back, I'm like, that is hilarious.
I heard Sukanik say yesterday he's going to make a table, like a dining room table. He's gonna make one, like he's Ron.
What is he, Ron Swanson?
Yeah, like what do we do? Like,
you're working with wood. You got Sanders in there.
If you can do it, that's super impressive. I'm jealous of that. Like, but if you don't have that, I'm genuinely like, I bet you it's an under talked about. Like, the Washington Post needs to write a story. Yeah. American husbands
who are ruining it for the rest of us
are failing on Christmas Day, and we need to talk about how women, our wives. You know what, everybody, but particularly in our conversation, the wives are buying anything and everything they need at all times.
Yeah, it's so much harder now. I hit a home run this year, though. I'm not going to say any more than that. I knocked it out of the ballpark.
You're that confident?
I am that confident. Oh. I have delivered this year.
Okay.
Did you steal an idea I gave you a couple weeks ago?
I don't remember what the idea was.
No.
I forget things you said 8 minutes ago, so probably not. But maybe I did and then forgot it was an idea that you gave me, and then I'm going to take credit for it.
You like to remember my bad takes, though, that I give, so you can throw those back in my
face. Those are indelible.
Those get burned into the memory.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, Dante Moore get benched for Austin Novosad yet?
Is he going to New York for the Heisman ceremony?
He's top 7 in odds.
I think I'm right on both.
What's closer to happening, New York or benching?
Let's see when they get to the playoff. He can stay healthy. They don't have to be benched for Novosad.
Nah, Novosad's going to Kentucky.
You're right. Brock Thomas is going
to
play.
He is our backup. Let's get to the rest of the mail sack. We'll empty it on the other side. Just glanced over at the YouTube chat. Seems like everybody's still yelling at each other. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Maybe a little pizza will brighten your day. Certainly brighten mine. I usually go home just with my stomach gargling.
Just soaring to new heights.
Yeah. Whew, good stuff. Go check out the picture. I didn't spray.
Delicious.
Somebody said, I bought my wife a vacuum.
That's a good purchase, though. Here's the thing. My wife kept mentioning a vacuum mop combination item.
What? They make those now?
Yeah, and the mop's not like the most amazing, but it does like at a daily, if you want your floors to stay somewhat clean and not get kind of gross, because we have wood floors. And I'm like, man, she's dropping these hints. I'm going to do this. And then she's just monitoring the discount day, and we got to go pick it up. And I'm like, damn it, another thing I can't get.
Another thing.
And you know what? I can't be trusted with it anyway.
No.
So, to be fair, she's doing the right thing.
Let's get back into the mail sack. You guys don't seem like winter activity people. Sorry if that offends. Choose one you'd be interested in doing if you've already done it. I think it'd be, if you haven't done it, already done it. Anyways, downhill skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, ice fishing, cross-country skiing.
So, go ahead. Of those that I could try to want to do.
How many of those have you done?
Oh.
I skied once.
You only skied once?
I only skied once. I was playing basketball, everyone. And nobody in my family skied.
Snowboarding and skiing.
So one year in college, some friends took me up spring break to like Meadows. And I was able to get down the mountain without falling down.
Yeah. Did you go down the bunny hill or like one of the lift hills?
I got on the lift. I initially did the little rope tow to get used to it, and then
I got up on the lift.
Yeah, the lift part is always for non-regular mountain people. Yeah. The lift is the most nerve-wracking moment of all of it.
I got off a lift once
and getting on like, am I in the right spot? Here it comes! Sit down.
Because when you snowboard, your one foot is stuck in the board, your other foot's out. And you're just supposed to naturally put your foot on the board and slide down.
Yeah, it's very easy.
I literally would fall down and then like army crawl because I knew the next people were coming and it just looks so stupid.
You got to ski up your butt.
Yeah.
Basically,
I've done cross-country skiing. That's work.
That's real
work.
That's
just flat-out work.
Snowmobiling is a blast, and I would do that in a heartbeat.
Mm. You know what I would do more often?
So much fun.
If I, snowmobiling would be a lot of fun. I'm not opposed to ice fishing either. Seems kind of boring, but if you got a cool, warm shack.
Who are you with, right? Am I by myself on a lake, or am I with some buddies and there's some, you know? Yeah,
well,
exactly.
There's that part of it. If I could choose a winter sport to try to get into, it would be snowshoeing because I've done that a few times and I love
it. You're a fan of snowshoeing.
I love snowshoeing.
Essentially like snow hiking?
Kind of, yeah.
Right?
You got those little tennis
hike around the trails.
Rackets on your boots and you just walk up and down on a trail.
We used to go skiing every Christmas. That was like one of our family traditions. Every Christmas Eve, we would go skiing up on the mountain, all four of us. But I have not. It's been a long time since I've been done any kind of skiing. I have snowboarded before. I have never ridden a snowmobile. I've never ice fished, and I've never cross country skied. I think I would choose ice fishing though.
Really?
I could see that being fun.
I've never heard you say you'd fish.
Just hanging around, drinking booze, like
that's all it's about.
Yeah, it's not about the fishing.
Yeah, my uncle had ATVs, so
I like drinking booze in cold temperatures.
Yeah, I can get that. I mean,
like when it snows,
warm
when it used to snow back, like when I was younger, the only thing we would do was just go crack open, just walk around town because nobody's driving. You can walk in the middle of the streets.
Yep.
It's brighter later. Those are some of my fondest memories of high school and college.
That's a good point.
Just wandering around with a, you know, oldie 40 in a paper bag and, you know, having a good time.
Ah, the PIL days.
Ah, back in my prime. Now I go to bed at 8:30.
We were drinking hot butter drums down there.
You were. Pinkies out. You know? Mel Sack, what's your go-to dip, chips and dip when you're watching sports?
I mean, I love a good guac, and I'm going to tell you guys something in a trust tree that you're going to be ashamed of. I am absolutely the most plain white person you could. I do picante salsa.
There's no issue with that. There's no shame in that.
It's delicious.
It's delightful.
Easy.
It's the OG. It's great.
Yep.
It's good.
It's got to be hot.
Yeah.
The mild medium is not any. I need it hot. I need a little spice. Yeah. It's not even that spicy, but I need a little spice. That's my go-to.
Chips and salsa.
I go chips and queso.
Your queso guy?
I love queso.
I love queso. Two quesos, good. Mail sack question. At what age was the first time your kid said a curse word that you were aware of, and which word was it?
Ooh.
Asking, assuming Teddy Ballgame hasn't said a curse word yet, but you never know. I'm now in that territory of like I'm starting to get scared because I need to filter myself more.
Well,
because he's
gonna say it anyway.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Yeah. I don't want it to come out at the wrong time.
How are you gonna be if he's like 7 or 8 saying like
I got no issue with that. I
really
yeah.
Not worried about him taking it out in public?
I just think the first time he's in front of like a grandma and drops an F-bomb, there might be a little bit of an issue.
No, you
Where'd
laugh.
You hear this?
And you go, if you're offended by that, deal with it.
Dad says it four times an hour when he's watching a Duck football game. What the? You're doing? Damn!
First time Pax did it, at least with, I don't know, he might have done it with his mom, but I think he dropped an S-bomb, but it was appropriate. I think he spilled something or knocked something off a table.
See, that's funny.
Proper
that's
context.
Good.
Yeah.
Didn't just give a random what
the
F.
I think he was like 5 or 6 when he did it.
My youngest was about 2.5 or 3, and I have the video somewhere on my roll, but we were at my sister-in-law's, and I'd say at that point in my life, I was cursing a little more, and so she just said, I think it was the F-bomb, and then my oldest, I think she probably said a curse word when she was like 5.
5,
yeah, somewhere around that age, just dropped it and was like, but my youngest last year, I don't even remember what brought it on, but my wife basically was like, you've got permission for 2 minutes. And
2 minutes?
And it was just like,
whoa.
Beep, 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 beep.
Did you like the creativity? Or was it the same word over and over again? How deep is their repertoire?
A lot of B-bombs.
A lot of B-bombs?
Yeah, a lot of B-bombs. Yeah, plus it's like, you call somebody a bitch, just like, I don't
feel good.
Cuts deep. And
yeah. She in the car and you're listening to Primetime and rap all the time? That's his favorite word on that show.
I mean, look, I don't know. Maybe she gets it from him and not me. You know, maybe that's not my fault.
Could be. Driving around listening to 105.1 FM The Fan. Your kids will cuss. That should be our new bumper stickers we put on your cars. Last one, Mail Sack Dirt. Why don't you get a baby gate for around the Christmas tree? Solves all the problems. We're about building, we're learning lessons here. You know, we're not taking the easy way out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I will report, day 2 of the tree being up, much better than day 1. There was a lot of, you know, still pointing at the
balls.
The
fascination factor dying down.
Slowly but surely that there's balls on a tree in the living room. What's happening here? He is not trying to actively grab them off constantly. There was 4 or 5 times you had to do a polite, gentle reminder. That's a no-no. We don't touch those. So I think we're trending in the right direction.
So we haven't put it up yet. My wife kind of hates it. My mom, years and years ago, spent probably too much money for where we were at in our lives on a Christmas train.
Like around the base of the tree?
Yeah, and it's not a cheap one, and it's like really, I still have the OG box in it.
Yeah.
And every year I usually put it up. I don't put it up until closer to Christmas because it can be a little bit of a pain in the you-know-what. Have you thought about getting a Christmas tree train?
Not yet. One thing at a time here.
Okay.
We'll get there eventually. I'm not opposed to the Christmas tree train.
Well, the one thing that I think...
Is there a whistle in the distance?
Yeah.
Is there a tremble in the wind?
There's something in the air. You brought up something off the air that I want to discuss, and that is picking out the proper Christmas tree.
Ah.
And do you judge somebody?
I'm okay calling the man out. I'll publicly do it.
Well, he didn't text me back on something I text him. I'm going to text him again during the break to see if I can get witness to what
you... Have him send you a picture of the tree.
I'm hoping I can get a photo of it.
Because I know it exists on his Instagram story, or at least existed on his Instagram story. Do you judge people's Christmas trees? We'll close there. The Blazers are back in action tonight.
Yes, they are.
And we have poll questions to answer. It's a loaded final segment, and we'll do it next on The Fam.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. P. Harris bringing in a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
I like your show. I've been watching you for years. I like you, but I don't like you.
It's an all time.
What a morning. We got our college football playoff rankings tonight. Final answer, Oregon going to be 5?
Yes. 5, yeah. I think 5. A&M's going to take your spot at 6. Yeah.
Okay. They will be ahead of A&M.
Ahead of A&M, everybody behind Texas Tech, so everybody else slots up a spot.
Correct.
Okay. I tend to agree with you there that will be the ranking tonight. I do judge people's Christmas trees, to answer the question from the last segment. Now,
I can't get this person to text me back. I think I pissed him off yesterday.
I think you're beefing with him now.
I don't know what I did.
You're beefing with a lot of our guests lately. I think there's a theme here that we need to learn. Filter, Sprague.
I think you guys will be shocked to find out. Me and Conley are good.
You and Conley are good. You text him? Did you get his Venmo?
I haven't texted him yet. I'm terrified.
Our good friend Bill Oram at the Oregonian, columnist at the Oregonian. Had him on the show. Bill Ram was on the show yesterday.
Probably on his way down to Corvallis as we speak.
Now, I follow Bill Ram on, I think we follow each other. I'm assuming it's a mutual follow situation on Instagram.
I follow him on the IGs as well.
He did a Christmas post last night of drinking a cocktail with the Christmas song playing. His added song.
That's the GOAT Christmas
song,
by
the
way.
That's the GOAT, Nat King Cole. You cannot beat it. And he's sitting there on his couch, and he took a picture of his Christmas tree. And I saw his Christmas tree, and I thought, That's it, huh? It's very tall, very skinny, very skimpy.
It's like spaced out.
Spaced out. Yeah. And I'm not kidding when I say it looked like, now maybe the photo's misleading.
So he went noble fur, is what you're saying?
I go noble fur. I'm a noble fursman.
You have to go noble fur because you need the branch support.
See, and that's how I feel. Now, yeah. There are different kinds. People get the, you know, some of them are more symmetrical that you could get.
Yeah, the Douglas furs are the more bushy.
Yes, yeah, I'm a noble fursman. The branches don't have the same strength.
I don't like Douglas fir branches.
I'm not kidding when I tell you this tree looked like it was no more than 14 inches wide.
Yeah. So I've seen these
and
before.
About 6.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, his space, was he like trying to fit it into like a...
No, it was in the middle of nowhere.
Can I
in
tell
the room.
You? So I've seen these trees because my sister-in-law, when she gets a tree, tends to get a tree just like this. And my take is, I think it's a very trendy, hipsterish Portland thing.
To get a skinny tree?
I think it's like an aesthetic. It's a weird, like, I'm in on Christmas, but not
but
a traditional
tree. Is that what you're telling
It's like
me?
A trendy tree.
I mean, I don't know about you guys. I like my trees thick with two C's.
I don't mind a little space between.
I might need
the
a little space, but I need some girth there. I need some cushion for the pushing.
Grand fur.
A grand fur.
I like the grand fur.
I don't even think we shopped at places that had grand furs. Where did you go?
We went to a lot. Tree farm that's out there in Washington County, like off of Bethany.
A grand fir? That's a real tree?
Evidently, it's
very
native
to the farms. Northwest.
And they only got two.
If you got caught watching porn at work, would you be fired or suspended? 85% of you say you'd be fired. That is the right answer.
Shout out the 15% that just get suspended.
Dude, maybe those are owners, CEOs of their own company. Like, you can't fire me. I run the show. Blazers back in action tonight. The road trip.
The Raptors.
The Raptors.
The Red Hot Raptors.
What do we know
the
about the Raptors?
The red hot.
Hot and rolling. Is Drake going to be there?
Yep.
Okay. 4:30 at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto.
Big roadie because it ends with some teams that you have a good chance to beat. Tough start to the roadie.
Well, we'll talk more. I had them in my notes today. We'll get to them tomorrow. Denny Avdia has been playing awesome. His triple-double the other night was great, even though they lost to OKC. They are 8-12 now. We'll see what they do. They're a 5.5-point underdog to Toronto tonight. So we'll talk a little bit about them. We'll have more on the college football playoff rankings, which will come out tomorrow. Lucy Burge will join the show.
Yeah, and then hopefully Brandon Huffman as well, recruiting
National
signing day.
National signing day.
And we got NFL we need to get to, too.
Dude, we do. It keeps getting kicked down. We'll get to it tomorrow, I promise. Great stuff today, talking college football with Bill Connolly and our friend Ryan Clark at the Oregonian. And we'll have a reaction to the press conference down in Corvallis today. Loaded show tomorrow. Thanks for being part of our Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marangus Nest. Listen to 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bradham is here to help you beat the Bulls with a bet.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.